it is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Shadows of Atlantis by Lynn Hardy. So let's go ahead and get started. Max and Gail will join when they can. So you're in Bombay. There was some death, there was some injury. I believe we can just kind of narrate and note that Maso Di Pietro and Agent Chance. Are you on, Steve? I see you connected.
Oh, hey, I was on mute, sorry.
Okay, there we go. There you go.
I had kids running in and out for a second, sorry.
Nice. So, Maso Di Pietro and Agent Chance took the piece of the Palladium that you recovered, along with the unfortunate corpse of Miss Saint-Denis back to London. And in your conversations with Section D, they gave you a piece of information that they had not previously yet figured out. And although you already know this from other sources that you have gathered, that the reference in the journal, the paragraph, "Safe within the desert hillside they will hide," does indeed refer to Persia, so they want you to go there right away and see what you can do. And they will have some additional team members there waiting for you, who will meet you at the port of Bandar Shapur.
Bandar Shapur. Yep. Okay. Well, I guess it's obviously Skelvig who's going to tell us what to do.
Do we know which piece we're looking for in Persia? I'm scrolling back through this.
Yes, yeah, like
Dawa certainly knows, and the rest, Dawa would certainly remember, but the rest of you know as well, because yeah, it wasn't that many days ago at this point that the whatever his name is, if I have to go back and look it up,
the father, the Lama.
Yes, thank you, the Lama Tsirling in Tibet did identify two pieces, one of which you have already recovered, the second of which that he referred to as the Cup of Yima.
That's
and
right.
Told you kind of where it was.
Okay.
There's a handout, too. Look at that. You'll probably want this.
Oh, yeah. We love handouts.
Sorry, I should have been more prepared. The Section D has also identified another section. Whoops, that's not going to work. You don't want to see my Skype pop up in your handout. luck is equal to your...
It's a roll for 7.
Oh, that's right.
3d6 by 5.
Yep, 3d6 times 5, yes. To answer Steve's question. They have, in addition to pointing out the section of the stone that talks about the Persian location, they have identified some other information in Ehrlichman's journal about the Persian location, which they are kind enough to send you. Oops. If I can get myself sorted out here. Here we go. Takes a little bit of extra time for this to come down by telegraph, of course.
It's a long telegraph.
Holy cow.
Holy flame.
So these are just to clarify. So these, so the reference, which was transcribed in the journal, the section safe within the desert hillside they hide, that is a transcript from the Black Stone itself. And then this handout are Ehrlichman's notes.
So, safe within the desert hillside they hide?
That's way up above in the early notes, because that's off the Black Stone, yeah.
But so, there's just caught my eye at the bottom of this. Goddard's work, Isfahan Hill of Maris, could that be a mistranslation of Jamshid's legendary refuge?
Yeah, there's a couple good things.
A riton, which is a drinking cup or drinking horn, that permitted him to see everything in his kingdom. Could that be it?
That could be the cup of Yima. That sounds awesome. Ancient and lost. The farmer's fire, the warrior's fire, and the priest's most sacred flame. Present. We don't know. The lowliest. The fire of fires gathered from the four professions.
Where are you reading that?
The handout at the end of the notes.
Scroll to the next page. So I think it's present, right? Because it says ancient and lost, this farmer's fire.
Okay, fire. Present. Okay, great.
And present, the lowliest.
Yep. We just don't have anything about the future.
Gathered from the four professions and the fire of victory. Wow, this is pretty obscure.
So that's the farmer, the warrior, the priest, maybe, and the lowliest, which would be the untouchable kind of thing,
like the different castes of India.
Maybe I don't know if we're in the same religion at all. Of course, I don't know where we're.
Persian army's own Palladian. Atlantean influence or parallel development of shared protective themes. These seem fairly rambling notes. Zoroastrian and younger than the faith.
Younger than the faith to which they are attached. Oh, younger. That's not weird. Older would be weird.
Can we translate some of this stuff? Like the Atash Daga, the lowliest? Like would, I don't know, would, is there any translation for that, Jim, that we might, you know, correlate to the untouchables or whatever?
Well, you would know immediately that it shouldn't correlate because this is talking about Persia, not India.
Ah, well, there you go.
I was wondering. So this is. I mean, I guess we. I mean, Zoroastrian is. So that's the religion. A religion.
But to. Yeah, to translate it, you're going to have a rough time coming up with a Persian translator in Bombay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
well, we
also,
don't get this till we're, we don't. Oh, this did this come through to us in Bombay? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it seems like it for the most part, the words in parentheses are the translation.
Or that was my assumption.
The word before it is the translation. So the right, warrior's yeah. fire is Adur Gushnasp.
Yeah. Domed roof supported by four pillars at the corner of a square. Four arches. So I agree that the last paragraph seems like the most exciting part.
Mm-hmm.
The Hill of Maris. So this is what we need to find when we go to Bandar Shapur at the northernmost point of the Persian Gulf. So it seems that we are in India. We should find our way to...
Is this trail on the map... Bandar Shapur and Bandar Shah. Is this trail on the map something real that we already know about or something we're pretending we don't know about yet?
None of those things. That trail on the map is the single solitary train line... in Persia.
Okay, so it's something real that we know about.
Yes.
That we will, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay. And in case you can't see it because the map is so small, Isfahan, which is referenced a number of times and is also where Sri Lama told you to go look, is on the map. It's just left of center.
Yep.
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah. Near north of Shiraz. Yeah.
Okay, and that's the Hill of Maris. So.
So
it seems like we need to book passage to Shapur, Bandar Shapur, first, and then make our way across the country.
To Isfahan?
Yep.
That sounds marvelous.
And at that point, we're looking for some kind of temple of Mithras, court gate of Mithra, temple domed roof with four pillars, etc.
Yeah, there can't be more than 1,000 of those.
Yeah. So, let us find our way to a local travel agent and ask them what the best way to get to Bandar Shapur is. Presumably by plane and not by boat, but...
Ooh, I don't know, dangerous. But I agree.
I don't know if I want to take a, multi-day journey by boat.
Again.
We can get there more quickly. Again and again.
Well, we had a very long flight most recently.
It seemed to go through time. In fact, time stood still during that flight.
Sorry, there is one other piece of information from Section D. They do tell you that the British intelligence does have a contact in Isfahan.
Oh, okay.
Who owns a stall in the bazaar. That is his name, Kurush.
Ah.
Spahani.
Okay.
And they tell you that you can find him. They have a stall of some kind. I'm not sure it actually says what. So just ceramics. In the central bazaar in Isfahan. The travel agent tells you that there are two options for getting to where you want to go, for getting from Bombay to Bandar Shapur. You can go by boat, by steamer, and that will take a certain amount of time. Or you can take the train to Delhi and then fly. And the steamer is actually quicker.
Oh, that's exciting.
And more dangerous.
Of course. Just clarification, you said there are new agents. We will meet them in Bandar Shapur?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, let's...
You're given the name of a particular hotel where you can find the agents... And you just have to do the usual secret handshake to identify each other.
Okay. So I guess Dawa and I will book passage on the steamer.
And Lieutenant Richards.
And Lieutenant Richards.
Yes. Presumably you're not leaving her behind.
No.
Okay.
She's recovered.
She will have plenty of time to recover, certainly.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, there is a steamer leaving tomorrow, which you guys can take. The journey is...
Is there any character mod, San, or anything else that happens while we're resting? Or?
Yes, the journey is about a week, crossing the Indian Ocean. In fact, let's actually say it's 5 days. So you would have left Bombay on Sunday, September 3rd. So you would arrive 5 days later on the 8th. Over the course of that, if you have lost some hit points, you can have, a D2 hit points back. And it is a nice, peaceful sea voyage. So how about a D4 sand back?
Okay. So and we're not doing skill ticks in this game, right?
Actually, you know what? This is long enough. Why don't you go ahead and roll those ticks?
Whoa. Wowzer.
All right, let's see.
Have I been keeping track of this?
Sneak. Oh, well, I'm going to get sneakier.
Sans will have to wait.
That's right. So Dawa spends a lot of time. I think Dawa actually buys his first pair of sneakers, and or maybe they're bought for him. And on the boat, he learns how to use them to great effect. He keeps coming up behind people and saying "boo."
Nice. Apparently, there's skeet shooting off the boat as well.
Knife does not improve, so he's not fighting on the.
What's
on the
improvement amount? D10.
Yep.
And 8 points of rifle.
Wow, nice. Oh, did I not roll for luck either? Strength, size, dex, app, in Falcon, and you know, 2 points, sand. I better give myself some luck. I might need that someday.
Two, three. Okay, I'm all set.
I'm all set.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so when you arrive in Bandar Shapur, presumably you go to the aforementioned hotel where the British agents always stay, where you find three people waiting for you.
I wave when I see them.
I go over to this person waving at us. Yes?
And I, you know, give her the secret handshake.
Ah! Hello? It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Dr. Skelvik.
Welcome.
This is my companion, Dawa.
Greetings.
And you are?
My name is Professor Salazar.
Professor? Salazar. Excellent to meet you. Yes, excellent to meet you.
Yes, the pleasure is all mine.
You see another gentleman walk up to you and also introduce himself. Nice to meet you all. David Manessa here.
Mr. Manessa? Mr. Salazar? Do you know what you've gotten yourselves into? I just need to warn you up front.
Well, we got the briefing.
Yes, well, I'm sure they've edited it to their own advantage. Well, come along. Let's go somewhere, perhaps this table back here, and talk for a bit.
You also meet, just real quick, you also meet another gentleman, an American, Lieutenant Michael Everhart. But he's rather shy and bashful and quiet at the moment. So,
Professor, you've been here for a few days then?
Yes, the British sent me here. I guess I met with Steve's character, you know, a few hours ago, maybe. And we were just waiting here for you. But it seems like before the war started, you were already waging war against the Germans, from what I was able to gather.
Well, it seems that they got in our way a few times.
Interesting.
So it would help me understand your particular usefulness to this mission a little bit better if I could understand your skills and your specialties. Tell me, what is it that you do?
Yes, I have some background on anthropology. I hope that might be helpful here. I know some folklore. I've been studying some folklore for the past few years. My understanding is that this is not the only place where I should be with your team, Professor. I mean, Doctor. My understanding is that you're also traveling to Latin America and at some point. So I got some background and contacts there that might be useful as well.
Excellent. Do you know anything about Persia or Parthia or any of this part of the world?
Well, just what I've read on books, of course, and whatever I get when I roll my knowledge.
Yes, yes. So, book knowledge, I understand. Mr. Manasseh.
Yes, ma'am.
You, sir. Why has Section D assigned you to us?
Well, I understand the next stop in this mission is Persia. As you can see, my family hails from the Middle East, so that was many years ago. Our business is now based out of the family textile business, now based out of India. But we have several factories sort of dispersed throughout the world, so I believe I could be of assistance as far as blending in locally, shall we say, or getting perhaps some local information.
I understand. Well, I'm sure Mr. Everhart over here, he'll tell us more later, but it looks like he's a military man to me.
He introduces himself briefly as a surgeon in the United States Navy.
Doctor.
And he looks like it, too. He is, kind of the... Whoops, I just closed this narrow. Kind of the quintessential professional military doctor, right? Very neat, high and tight, everything well put together.
Isn't Phil part of the American Navy as well, a nurse? Do you know each other? Perhaps you've crossed paths before? Excuse me, crossed paths before?
They do not know each other.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how much they've brought you up to speed on things, but as you may understand, we're trying to get a number of ancient artifacts, archaeological artifacts, and the next item is here. It's some kind of cup, is my understanding. Dawa, is that right?
Yes, I think that is true.
We have this telegraph from Section D, and I'll pull out this holy flame so that they can all see it. We understand that we want to go to a town called Isfahan, which is somewhere to the northeast of here.
Yeah, we can, I guess we can travel there. How long, do I know how long is that going to take us, Jim, to travel?
Yes, you do. And you know, what do you know? Sorry, just a moment, I need to look it up. Your options are, you can drive there from Bandar Shapur. It is about 570 kilometers.
Across the desert.
so it will take you a few days. If you don't want to drive quite as far, you could also take a flight to Basra. And then it... Oh, no, that's even farther. Sorry, that's I was looking at the wrong number. And that would... But you could, if you wanted to, take a flight to Basra and then drive 700 kilometers to get there.
Oh, very good. We could probably take the train to Bandar Shah and then drive 3,000 kilometers.
Or maybe Tehran. It's about equidistant like from Tehran to here.
Yeah, it seems like... Well, no, to... Oh, to Isfahan. That's where we're headed.
Yeah, you can also... if you go... Yeah, if you get... So... Your better options. Sorry, I wasn't looking far enough ahead. You can fly from here to Basra and then take a flight from Basra to Tehran. Or you can take the rail to Tehran. But once you get to Tehran, it's a 450-kilometer drive.
That's hardly worth anything saving. That's just an hour or three.
Yes, unfortunately, we have a lot of driving ahead of us.
And quoting from the scenario, just because it's funny, it is not recommended that the investigators attempt to drive all the way from India to Persia.
Ah, but if we could have gone by camel.
Crazy.
I'll say the best shot is go to Tehran and drive from there.
So a couple of flights and then a drive.
Why wouldn't we just drive? Why would we want to save 100 kilometers by taking two flights? 100 kilometers is
it's like 2 hours.
I mean, even in crappy roads, it's maybe 3 hours or something. It's definitely less than two flights or a train.
Let me propose the following. Mr. Manasa, why don't you find out for us what the most recommended way to get there would be? Well, we perhaps do a little other looking around and research here.
Sounds good. Jim, I was looking at my character. I was trying to figure out where his... family businesses are. It looks like he's based out of India, but it mentions his plantations. I don't know.
You know exactly as much as I do.
Okay. All right. In that case, where are we right now? In the hotel?
Hang on. Okay, so spends a lot of traveling between Bombay, Calcutta, and the plantations. The cotton plantations would be in southern India.
Okay. So none of that helps right now if we're in Basra. So okay, we're in we're in the hotel, right?
Yep.
Okay, I will go down and speak with a concierge.
It's just immediate. Take the train to Tehran and drive from there. There is no road to get there from here. You would have to take like camels across the desert, across the central desert to get there. But if you go to Tehran, you can drive pretty easily.
Okay. I will relay that to the rest. And once we get to Tehran, I'm actually quite good with an automobile. I could drive us from there, and while the rest of you Brits come up with our plans from there.
Maybe I can learn to drive.
It would be a very useful skill for all of you to have, yes.
That would be fun.
All right, well, let's get a train as quickly as we can to Tehran.
I do have one concern. This artifact, both in the telegram received and in the words from my master, say that it is about seeing everything.
It says a riton that permitted him to see everything in his kingdom.
And my master says that it was a cup used to spy on the people.
So perhaps you put liquid in it, you look into the reflection?
I'm concerned that if somebody has it, then they may see us coming.
Well, most of the other archaeological items that we found, I look glancing around nervously, have been secured in some way for some long period of time before we found them. Isn't that true? I'm trying to think back to all of the items. Perhaps the exception was the one in Rome. No, that was down in a cavern of some kind.
Right.
Yeah, you have not to this point like stolen an artifact from someone who is possessing it. Yes.
Well, let us. We can talk more about it on the train. It looks like we have probably several days of train travel ahead of us.
Yes, it is good also. For us, so we can catch up with what you have been doing, because most of it was, marked out from the briefing.
Yes,
all the details.
We can give you the true story. I'm sure that Section D gave you their version.
Yes, very likely, sir. I mean, ma'am. I'm confused. I'm sorry.
English is not your native language.
I agree.
Well, so I guess let's expedite this and get these tickets purchased, and perhaps we can send a telegram ahead to have a vehicle rented and equipment prepared for us so that we do not have to wait too much longer when we get there.
The hotel would be happy to arrange that for you. And as far as the train goes, there are two departures a day, one in the morning and one in the evening, so you can leave this evening without any difficulties. And you will...
Are we aware?
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to ask, are we aware of any German activity in this area? As a player, I really don't. I think they were on the Eastern Front at this point, occupied, or... You know, all their attentions were over there, but I don't know what happened in this part of the world.
Yeah, so there is no fighting in Persia. Persia is well and truly occupied and held by the British. There are Germans in Persia, businessmen and workers and, people who've come here, before the war started. to just, you know, do their thing and live their lives. So there is a German presence, but not a, you know, military presence of any sort. The country is firmly held in the grip of the British Empire.
Okay. Thanks.
So, in other words, if you see a German soldier, shoot him. You do have a weapon, don't you?
Perhaps one could be arranged for me.
Section D didn't provide you with the proper equipment? Very well. My estimation of them keeps going down day by day. Sorry, it's not a reflection of you. I'm sure that all three of you are perfectly competent.
Yes, they said that all I needed was my knowledge and share with you, and that's it. I didn't need a gun.
I pass him my revolver under the table. Do you know how to use this, Professor?
Maybe you can teach me.
Perhaps once we're out in the desert, I don't think we're going to have an opportunity on the train. Very well, I'll hold on to it for now.
I agree.
Well, let's get going tonight then, and we can talk more about our experiences. Professor, I would like to ask you if you know anything about Zoroastrianism or Mithraism.
Let me think about that.
In the meantime, Lieutenant Everhart, how are you, sir?
Oh, God, what did I walk into?
I understand you're a surgeon.
Oh.
Where did you go to school? I'm going to put Max on the spot.
Some unnamed medical school in Milwaukee. Pronounced Milwaukee.
By whom?
The French explorers who discovered...
Yes, of course.
Actually,
not everyone knew that.
Yeah, Lieutenant Everhart would tell you that he graduated from Maquette University School of Medicine.
Or would he? That might be a liar.
If he's being honest, he would.
That's the place, yeah, Maquette.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I understand that it was a long trip here to Persia.
Yes, I had a couple of layovers, all in increasingly worse places.
Well,
nice to meet you. I'd say you have the advantage on me, miss.
My name is Dr. Skelvik.
Oh, doctor.
Yes, I am not the same kind of doctor as you. I study the physics.
Oh, yes. Well, I remember taking some of that in my common studies classes early on. Never was very good at it. Much better with blood.
We are about to board the train for Tehran. Would you come this way with us, please? We can talk more on the train.
Oh, yes, I'd say I made it just in time then. Unless, of course, I was doing things before I got here that I don't remember.
No, you were just sitting quietly as everyone else was talking.
You refused to speak to us and introduce yourself.
Rude. We all think you're very rude now.
That's right. Grumpy and or rude.
Oh, Everhart, me! I thought you meant a different Everhart.
Well, so yes, Professor Salazar, I'm curious about, as I say, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, the ancient religions of this area.
Let me see how much I know with a 100. I'm very sorry, Dr.
I don't know anything.
I used to know way more.
I'm sorry, what did you say you study?
But I'll make something up.
Is it traveling? It has clouded my mind.
It's a Native American religion, I believe. It's.
Yes, I understand the jet lag. I guess that wouldn't have been a term yet. The travel lag must be severe in the trip from London to here, even though it's almost in the same time zone.
Yes, even though I am originally from Spain, I was living in Lima, Peru, when the Section D contacted me. So,
it was
a long trip for me. Yes.
Definitely a long trip. Well, so yes, we have this translation of the journal with some notes. If you look here at the last paragraph, this seems to be the most relevant in terms of what we're looking for, where we're going. The Hill of Maras. Perhaps when we get to Tehran, we could do some investigation into some of this so we know what we're getting into. There's a lot about fire in here.
Do we know who Jamshid is? Jamshid?
He had a refuge. It's a great legend.
Let's see. Who is Jamshid? Mr. Manasseh can make a no roll.
Okay.
Everyone else could make an extreme no roll.
Can I ask something? I'm sure this doesn't apply, but I just discovered something called institutional lore on my character sheet. So
yes, same sure here.
What does that mean?
That would be kind of the history of the organizations that you work for.
Section D.
Okay.
Gotcha. And no is int now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, that's a normal success.
So yes, you, Mr. Manasseh would certainly be able to tell you that Jamshid is a mythological figure in certainly Zoroastrianism, but also kind of just even outside of Zoroastrianism in Persian culture generally. What was he known for? Many things. he's kind of the founder of Zoroastrianism in a way. He's assumed to be a mythological figure, but he was the one who kind of established the original Persian culture. And he was the one who divided the people of Persia into the four groups: priests, warriors, farmers, and artisans.
Uh-huh. There we go.
Priests, warriors, farmers, and artisans.
He was the ruler of Persia in most ancient times. And you would know that he had a magical seven-ringed cup, which was filled with the elixir of immortality, and which allowed him to observe the universe.
That's the right God. That's the right time.
That would still be around.
Yeah.
The Palladian. Dawa, do you remember what the Palladian was? Was that the device that we found most recently?
Palladian is the collective is the collective name for the thing which is in five pieces that you are trying to find.
Ah,
okay. One piece of which is apparently broken, which is great. But this might be something different if this is the Persian army's own Palladian. I wonder if, well, you know, if it sort of just means great weapon or something.
Do we know what the gate of Mithra would be? The court or gate of Mithra? It says modern usage.
It seems to have something to do with the temple, the domed roof, and the four arches.
Right, I was just wondering, since it says modern usage, if that's something that's familiar to modern day speakers.
Not that modern.
gotcha.
Mithra, Mr. Manasseh would also know this based on the same no rule. Mithra is the central god of, also sometimes called Mithras.
Mm-hmm.
Is the central god of Mithraism. He's also present in Zoroastrianism. And he's kind of the, if you will, the god of kind of like, well, many things, but primarily like covenants and oaths and laws.
Okay.
So there are four classes or castes of people. There are four arches. Each caste has its own fire. So it would not be unusual to suspect that we will encounter some kind of temple with four fires in it.
Well, the handout mentions actually a couple of temples. Maybe we can do some more research once we arrive to Tehran. Zoroastrian and Atoshan.
The place of burning fire, the inner sanctum of a temple. So the Atoshan may be just a, maybe that's where this cup is. Jim, I assume we're just sort of on the train at this point.
Yeah, yeah, you can have caught the train, okay. And you can arrive in Tehran whenever you want to.
Okay.
If you want to say, if you want to
say we arrive,
talk and plan some more, or just show up. That's fine. So you show up the next day, the next evening.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm gonna look for a translator and see if he can help me out with the, you know, go to. See if there's like a library or a temple that he can come with me and we can, you know, look for some information on this, on these other temples.
I can help.
We actually leave. Oh, okay, that's awesome. Because I don't speak any of the local languages.
You can certainly. So presumably when you arrive to Tehran in the evening, your car is waiting for you. The hotel has also graciously set you up in a hotel in Tehran. And they would certainly be able to tell you that, yes, there are places where you can do research and study in Tehran, but they're all closed now. You have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
Let us rest and recover this evening, and perhaps in the morning those of us who are more bookish can go do some of this investigation, and perhaps the lieutenants, plural, can ensure our equipment and passage to Isfahan is arranged.
And I can learn to drive?
That will be up to Dr. Everhart here.
Well, how old are you, son?
Oh, good question. I can reach the pedals. And I can
see... if you can reach the pedals, then you're old enough to learn.
Excellent. Very good. Fun.
Well, I assume Lieutenant Richards and I are probably sharing a room. I will retire to my room then, unless we have other business to discuss this evening.
I'll grab a couple of the local papers, I guess, before I go to bed to see anything happening.
The rest of you sort out who your roommates will be.
Not much of a drinking nation, this one.
I'm sure we could have tea. Should I make you some tea, Doctor?
Oh, yes. Thank you. What was your name again?
Dawa.
Tawa? Dawa.
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 Yeah.
Oh. Yes, thank you. Such a good little man.
Be very relaxing.
How young does Dawa look?
I think it varies, because sometimes he gets this very serious demeanor, but he's quite thin and certainly has young skin. I think he's like 11 or 12 or something. But I suspect it's a little hard to read him.
Mm-hmm.
It goes, bounces back and forth between 8 and 14.
somebody was reading the, was checking the newspapers?
That would be me.
Evening, yeah. While you were on the boat, there's been quite a bit of news. you would find out that the day that you were leaving Bombay, British had issued an ultimatum for Germany to withdraw from Poland, which Germany responded by killing a bunch of Poles. There was a British cruise ship, the USS Athena, sunk in the North Atlantic by a German U-boat. There has been a few other little bits and pieces of fighting. Both Japan and the United States have declared that they are neutral in the conflict. And let's see, it's the evening of the 8th. So yesterday there was an offensive against Germany launched by the French.
Well, I'm certain the French will quickly defeat Germany. They have a strong army.
Yes, I don't know. The Germans have quite a strong resolve.
Well, as soon as the Germans get their hands on Poland, I'm sure their thirsts will be slaked. And they'll be done.
Let's hope so.
Certainly they must pay for sinking that British vessel. That was uncalled for.
And that's pretty much the news.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Bedtime?
Settle in for a peaceful evening, I presume.
One hopes, although the pistol is always nearby.
You are woken at 6 a.m. on the dot by cries from kind of echoing all over the city of Tehran. Hello!
Well, I guess it's time to put this plan underway.
Right. See if maybe I can rustle up some coffee in the lobby.
Yes, coffee will be good. And also, what do you say if we wait a little bit until we are able to do some more research on these temples? And I believe that is important, Doctor, to do some research.
I agree with you. I will go with you and Mr. Manasa. Perhaps we can root out some other information. Dawa, why don't you go with Lieutenant Everhart?
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, make sure we have supplies for a journey of some days. Find out what you can about Isfahan as well.
Check.
Yes.
So you speak good Farsi?
None whatsoever.
let's see. What do I have?
I'm sure we can hire a translator if need be.
Passable. I have fluency.
Thanks to the fact that the British controls Persia, as I said earlier, most people speak English. You don't, you know, if you're like reading, looking stuff up in the library, you'll need to know some Persian. But just to go out and talk to people, most people that you'll find will speak English.
Okay.
So I would like to see if I can find anything out from the kids on the streets. Just sort of see what.
Well, why don't we go stop by the bazaar? I can check some prices on some supplies, and I'm sure there's some merchants there that you can.
There's
speak
a man
to.
in the market that is your friend.
That would be the market in Isfahan, not the market in Tehran.
Oh, we're not in Isfahan yet. Darn. Okay, never mind.
Yep.
You have no friends in the market.
I tend to agree.
While you're in the market,
like these.
Yeah. Perhaps you can pick up some of those weapons for Professor and I. Place like this, it shouldn't be too difficult.
Plenty of
and what kind of weapons are you looking for? Pistols?
Easy to use and learn. Because
yes.
We...
Easy to use and learn. Okay.
Yes.
I think both of us are in the same boat. First time in the field.
Knife or bazooka. Got it.
I hear flamethrowers are easy to aim. I'm kidding.
One would think. I'll tell you, the burns they leave afterwards are no joke.
All right. Well, we will meet you back here this afternoon at
yes.
the hotel.
Okay. Okay. Let's follow Lieutenant Everhart and Dawa first. So where are you guys going? To the bazaar. Shopping.
To the bazaar. Yay! At least I wore my shopping shoes. Dawa, you can go ahead and wander and let's say meet me back in front of this stall in an hour.
Okay, I can do that.
And see what you can rustle up from the street kids.
Yes. And
I could use some more sugar.
Oh, kind of
for the tea.
Think for a second, not know what to do because don't have kids, and just like I don't know, peel off a couple bills or whatever, and here you go. Don't spend it all in one place.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's follow Lieutenant Everhart then. So as Dawa wanders away into the crowd.
As he is wont to do, I will start inquiring about some supplies for a journey into the desert.
Okay. Yeah, you can find people who are more than willing to sell you whatever food and sundries you would like. They ask you where in the desert you're going.
I'm going to a place that starts with an A because I can't get the Google Docs loaded.
Isfahar.
Yeah, Isfahar.
Not even A.
Yeah.
a place that starts.
yes, Isfahar.
Oh yes, they tell you that will take that's a journey of at least 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I can offer you a large truck loaded with. It is the desert, you know. You need to be safe and take extra. So perhaps, 4 weeks of. At least 4 weeks of provisions. Perhaps two tons of food. Flour and sugar and some dried meat. And...
I'll get a price quote and see if I can haggle them down. And then I'll say, I'll be back. And then kind of go haggle around from a couple different stalls to try and drive down the price.
Okay. Make a bargain roll.
Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
That happened. Great.
96 is going to probably be a no.
Well done.
Damn it. Why did you send the doctor to go get supplies?
Yeah, the price seems to go. The price seems to go up everywhere you go.
Great.
Make a spot hidden roll.
Okay.
Better and better.
Oh, that's a little bit better. We're burning luck in this, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll burn some luck. About 14.
So after you've talked to four different places, and you know each time the price has gone up, at the fourth one you notice that just before you get to him, that there's like he's making some kind of hand signals, and you turn around and you can see some kind of hand signals being made by the place you just left.
Sucker incoming.
Exactly.
This was my price.
Perfect.
Our agreement is 10% more.
Okay. Then I will stop and look at each of one of them straight into their eyes. So they can tell that I know what's going on. And then I'll walk off in a different direction to another side of the market.
Okay.
And I'll start asking about this place. See if I can find any information out about it.
So you go to another vendor and... Yeah, he tells you that the previous vendors were absolutely lying. It's not going to take you 3 weeks to get there. It'll only take you two. But he's more than willing to sell you 3 weeks of provisions and a truck to help take you.
Oh yes, and
not that he's not going to sell you. He's not going to sell you the truck, but his cousin
will sell me passage on the truck.
Yeah, his cousin has a truck, and he can drive you and your supplies and your compatriots.
Okay, I'll try and bargain with him to see if I can get the price down at all, but ultimately probably go with this guy. Nope. Fair price.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay. He asked when you would like to leave and where you want to meet.
Well, what would be the best time to travel out there? Early tomorrow morning before sunrise?
That would be a very good time, yes.
Then let's say you pick us up at such and such hotel that we're staying at. And in the morning.
Certainly. My cousin will be there at 6:30, right after prayers.
Okay.
And
then
even remember that we already have a car. That's excellent.
Well, you have a car, but you need a truck to transport your 3 weeks' worth of provisions.
Right. Awesome.
And he does demand half down payment and the other half in the morning on delivery.
How about I give him a quarter now? A quarter when he shows up in the morning to make it a half. Then once we get there, another half.
That sounds like some more bargaining going on.
Oh, odd four out of five. Yes. I made it. On the one that counted.
Check that.
What is his bargain? Let's see.
Oh, damn it.
Contested bargain.
What kind of success did what level of success did you get?
That was a regular success. But
just barely.
I'm not against burning 4 points of... No. 3 points
you can bring
of
it
luck
down to a one
to make it
a crit.
One. Yeah. I'll just make that decision now.
He looks
and burn that
okay.
3 points of luck.
Yeah, he was looking doubtful, but he will agree to your proposal.
Very nice. Oh no, wait! But then I don't get to check it, huh? If I spend the luck.
No, because you succeeded too.
Yeah,
you can. Oh yeah, that's true. I just burn it down further. So okay, right. All right, cool. Phew. Ha ha! Success for the day, and I'll go back to that stall and wait for Dawa to show back up.
Okay. Dawa, what are you up to?
So I will wander about for a little bit, and I will buy some candy, some whatever the local candy is, and then I will go find some children that have been released from studies, and see if I can chat with them as a new kid in town who happens to have some candy.
Are you looking for? You said released from studies, so you're not looking for street urchins. You're looking for.
I guess, obviously, as the player, I'm completely ignorant of the culture, but I'm assuming there's sort of these little street schools of not urchins, but.
Okay. No, I was just making sure. So you're not homeless kids, but other kids.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, kids who might know something, I guess, or sort of maybe they've done. My only frame of reference is places that have all the little Quranic schools on the streets where they're memorizing, and then they.
Yep. No, you're able to find a group of kids, and they all kind of crowd around you, and they see that you're giving out little sticks of dried honey.
Oh, nice.
They gladly accept it from you.
And I would like to chat about the desert. I will say that I am I'm being taken traveling by some crazed Europeans, and I'm curious about travel in the desert, and if anyone has been, if they have cousins in Isfahan. What is an Isfahan? Is there a market there? Is there, sort of what is the town like, if they know anything?
And what language are you doing this in?
Well, apparently I can speak any language with 35%, but wow. I'm going to assume English, given. I think that's my best bet.
Let's see.
The language of candy.
Yep. Yeah, you know, it's a little rough, but you're able to make yourself known, and they're able to communicate with you. You're able to find a couple of kids who have been to Isfahan. Make a luck roll.
Okay. 29 out of 50.
Yeah, in fact, you're able to find one kid who says that his mother's family lives in Isfahan. And they go visit them fairly often, about once a month.
Okay. How do they get there, and is it a long trip?
They drive. It takes, it's a long week. It's basically a long weekend for them. And it takes like a day and a half to drive there, and then they spend a long evening and then leave the next day, and they're back the following day, kind of thing.
Okay. And is there anything fun to do in Isfahan, or is it a smaller town than this one, or bigger? How is the bazaar?
It has a very large. They would tell you it has a very large bazaar. It's a very beautiful town. Lots of beautiful architecture and temples and beautiful buildings and lots of old stuff.
Okay. Your mother's family, would they, I don't know what you do or what they do, but would they know somebody, a local guide they could recommend, do you think, if I found them?
He would have no idea about that.
Okay. I think that is, that's good. I just so it's an easy drive. Where do you sleep when you go in the middle?
Small hostels along the way.
Okay.
Like small hotels, just simple, pull up, pay a few pennies something. And sleep for the night kind of thing.
Okay. I think this will be a fun adventure. And I will give them the rest of the dried honey, go purchase some sugar, and meet Everhart.
Okay. You two can meet up. And with that, we will cut over to Dr. Skelvig and Mr. Manasa and the good Professor Salazar.
Professor.
Yes. Yes, doctor.
You think, is there a university here or a library?
Well, I asked the hotel, and yes, they told me that we could go to several places. So I write it all the names of the places we can visit on this piece of paper in gym.
Yes, there are some. There is a large university in Tehran which has a very good library. That's probably your best bet for research information.
I would say that the best place to start is the University of Tehran.
Well, that sounds good to me. Yes, let's go. I will help you. I'm perhaps not as
familiar with the sections of the library that you are, but I'll help as I can.
Okay. We need to look for a translator there at the university. Or maybe not. It depends on the amount of books they have in English. Maybe we can use those and then move into those written in Farsi. We don't find anything useful.
I'm sure I should be helped with some of the languages, Professor.
I'll be your help. That's very great. I'm grateful. Okay, let's go then.
Okay, it's open. You can visit and research whatever you would like.
Well, we're looking for more information on the temples, Jim. That were mentioned on the handout. Let's see.
This Atesh Kadeh, House of Fire. It's in the second to the last paragraph.
Okay, just a second. A-T-E-S-H-E. This might take me a second.
Okay. Yeah, there's also the Zoroastrian and Atrocian, the place of burning fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then the court or gate of Mithras seems to be significant as well in there.
Okay, let's see. Doesn't actually tell me what that is. Okay.
It's the House of Fire.
Yeah, so library use rolls?
Yep.
Okay.
It is a regular pass for me.
Aha! Success. I didn't think I was going to be able to help with the library, but I am, other than languages.
I am rolling really bad tonight. So, yes, I'm having difficulties still because of a trip.
So Dr. Skelvig, at least, Atesh Kadeh is kind of just the generic term for a Zoroastrian temple.
Okay. A domed roof supported by four pillars. So doing a little bit of reading about Zoroastrian and temples and fire, can we get any sort of general lore in folklore about what the deal is with these fires or these pillars or?
Yeah. So with the, I'll let you use the same library use role. The Zoroastrianism, you would find out the Zoroastrianism, basically all their temples where they go worship is referred to as a fire temple. And the reason for that is because in the temple there would be kind of a large cauldron with a fire that is continually lit and burning is a symbol of purity.
Is that cauldron called the Atroshan?
Is that cauldron called the Atroshan?
Or is it located in a place called?
The fire itself would be Atar, A-T-A-R. And so, yes, Atash, and there are kind of different grades of fire. depending mm-hmm. on the holiness of the fire. And which isn't really a reference to kind of how long it's been burning or where it is. But there's certain rituals that go into the fire and kind of consecration of the fire. And so there's the Atash Daga, which is kind of the lowest grade, which is just a couple priests show up and say some verses over it for a couple hours. And then there's the Atash Adoran, which takes a gathering of all of people from all four of the groups, and then it takes eight priests a few weeks to consecrate that. And then there is the Atash Behram, which requires a lot of work. You have to gather 16 different kinds of fire from 16 different sources, all of which have to be purified by 32 priests for about a year.
So Skelvik is like diagramming all of this out, and this pyramid scheme of fires being built up. Embers from the sacred Atash Behram, which is the 16 sourced fire, carried into battle as the Persian army's own Palladion. So, from what I can tell, there's a lot of fire symbolism in this religion.
Jim, David also got a library use role. Do we find anything about the Darbe Mir, that particular gate of Mithra?
That's a good question. Let me look. Darbe Mir. Well, that's fine. What is it? That doesn't mean anything. Why are there two? Oh. Sorry, just a moment. Yes. So, the Darbe-i-Mer is a Zoroastrian temple in Isfahan.
Ah, excellent. That's a specific.
I'm sorry. Wait. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's the Darbe-i-Mer is another term for any Zoroastrian fire temple. But not just the temple itself, but the entire surrounding area. And you would have found that the term is a kind of Persianized version, meaning that basically means Mithra's gate, the gate of Mithra.
Okay. And we also needed to look for the Hill of Maras.
I will give you guys each one more library use roll.
Okay.
It's a hard success.
Success for...
another failure for the professor. Unbelievable.
Professor, in Spain, do they use the Dewey Decimal System, or You see how these are organized?
Yes, no, the libraries are very different, Doctor. If I don't find anything, it's because, you know, these are messy. They're not very...
It's disorganized, yes. I understand.
So we don't follow the proper order.
Let's see. Here we go. Maras is the name of a mountain. Which is important, which was previously known as Var. Its name was changed for unknown reasons in antiquity. Hello, pick up, search, come on. And it is a legendary site where, because there was a battle between the Achaemenid Empire and the forces of Alexander the Great. And the legend has it that the Zoroastrian wizards at the time, working for the Achaemenids, summoned up some horrible, vile-winged creatures to battle the Macedonians. And so they still ended up losing to Alexander's forces. In order to protect a relic, specifically the cup of, what's his name? Jodhpur's cup. Yeah. They buried the cup in the mountain of Var, later renamed to Maras, and trapped one of their lion-headed winged monstrosities inside to guard it. And that's it.
Well, it's pay dirt, though. That's good.
Let's cut back to Lieutenant Everhart and Dawa as Dawa returns to the successfully bargained Lieutenant Everhart, having purchased, rented his truck with 3 weeks worth of supplies for a long and arduous journey through the desert.
Excellent. Of a day and a half.
Well, exactly. I mean, the money is going to mean nothing where we're going. Supplies and goods are going to get us whatever we want, right? Right?
Yes. I'm sure there is no possible food to be had in all of Isfahan. But,
thank you, Dawa. Your candor is refreshing.
It is very, very generous of you to support the local people.
Yes, it was my intention the whole time.
Is there anything else that you would like to purchase that you might want help with?
I mean, maybe. I guess we could get a set of pistols.
Oh.
Do you think you could help me with that? I think they might be, the people in the market might be a little bit more receptive to
a little
bargaining prowess.
A little boy buying pistols. If you are prepared for violence, I'm afraid it will find you more quickly. Are you sure this is the way you want to go?
Well, the doctor said she wanted a gun or a weapon, so
I can certainly look around and see what can be found.
What, Jim? What's the stance on guns here currently?
You see a number of people carrying rifles. You know, they look like, you know, kind of the desert folk who have come into town. Many of them are, you know, carrying a rifle strapped over their shoulder. So it's not particularly, okay, you know, strange or unusual to carry around a rifle.
Okay, so people are strapped. So that's not bad. Yeah, let's go look for some cheap pistols for the doctor. And I forget who else needed one, but I do remember the doctor wanted one.
Okay.
So, yeah, if we can find one easily that's not too expensive, then why not?
Can I get a party luck roll?
I'm at 58.
Sorry, just this party of two, I meant. Oh. Lieutenant Everhart.
It's all you.
21 is a success.
Yes, so you can find a vendor who is selling firearms. They have a number of kind of 20-year-old, you know, World War I surplus rifles. And a handful of 30, 40-year-old revolvers. And one very nice flintlock rifle with beautiful scroll work and inlaid enamel.
Ooh. I think I'll go with the crappy old pistols, too, please. Two revolvers.
He is more than willing to sell them to you.
And a box of ammo.
He will sell that to you as well.
Perfect. We'll do that.
Yep.
And then head on back to the hotel.
And for reference, you can consider those to be 32 revolvers, which do 1d8 damage.
People that need guns better be writing that down, because I do not.
That's what you say now.
But which will malfunction on a 90.
You're welcome.
Not exactly.
The damage, D8?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good to send somebody who doesn't know anything about guns to the shop.
Okay. Did you, the two of you have anything else you wanted to do?
I didn't.
Okay. Not particularly, no.
We will cut back to the research team as the day is worn on.
So I think... Professor? Mr. Manasa, any other things you think we should look into? Perhaps the general lay of the land around Isfahan, or...
That sounds like good things. Jim, did we find out the Hill of Mars? Is that just kind of a legendary place, or is that an actual physical location that we were able to discover?
It is an actual physical location. Just outside Isfahan.
Excellent. maybe a little more about that area? Or Isfahan in general?
Yes, there's just enough time for one more set of library use rolls in the day.
I fail.
Yeah, that's a fail for me as well.
Dr. Selvig is tired and does not care to look up tourist information.
So what is the roll again?
Library use.
One. Let's see if I pass this one. And yes, finally. And it's actually critical success.
The coffee has finally kicked in.
Yeah.
So yes, you are able to find out quite a bit about Isfahan. It is a fairly major city. It is a very ancient city. Believed to, predate, to date back into the Stone Age. It kind of grew as, a city way back in the an Elamite city that would be around like 2700 BC. Kind of passed through a number of hands as the various empires rolled through, including the Medians, the Achaemenids, the Parthians, and then, of course, as the various Islamic empires rolled in. It was captured by the Arabs in 642. And was actually the capital of a handful of Persian dynasties. And it is a... it will grow up to become the third largest city in Iran. But it's known as a very beautiful city. There are many, many temples and squares and palaces and minarets... and mosques, and kind of man-made lakes, and lots of gardens. It's known to be a very beautiful, attractive sort of place.
Okay. Of course, share that with everyone around me.
Okay. They kick you out of the library.
I've got to get this ink and dust off my hands. Let's go get some refreshment back at the hotel.
Very well.
I'm used to dealing with experiments all day, not with books.
Lieutenant Everhart and Dawa? Are you headed back to the hotel, or was there any...
No, I think we're back at the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, we're back at the hotel.
Yep, so you can all meet up.
I'm going to be very honest with you, Doctor. Before coming here, I was doing just some office research. I've never been on the, on the field fighting against, enemies of Section D or anything like that. So if we find trouble, I will be more than useless,
Oh, that's what I thought too, Professor Salazar, but as it turns out, after a few run-ins with nasty Germans, I guess I found myself a little bit. You too may come to such a pass. We shall see. I'm sure you'll do fine.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I hope that your words hold some true. We'll see how we feel if we run into trouble.
Very thirsty. Perhaps we can... get that get Dawa to serve us some of that tea that they have around here. Ah, Dawa, there you are.
Yes.
Dawa doesn't even know that the secret ingredient to the tea is heroin. I'm sorry, opium.
Or maybe he does. Well, how did you do today, then?
I believe we have gotten ourselves well prepared for the day and a half journey to Isfahan.
Excellent. Only a day and a half, then.
Yes, there are places to sleep along the way, and a nice road, and it is apparently a beautiful city of many ancient buildings.
Well, let's get an early start. Perhaps we can enjoy the evening in this nice metropolitan city of Tehran.
Yes, yes. It was fun. It was fun going around the city. I enjoyed it.
Lieutenant, how did you find it?
Oh, great. I got a amazing deal on supplies and a truck to carry them for us.
Excellent work. I knew Section D would send us competent people. I hope we don't have to do too much more library work.
Have any stories of what they've been up to gotten back to me at all while I was in transit / transition with Section D? Jim?
Sorry, what was the question?
Have I heard of anything about, like, what's been going on with Section D or anything they've been doing in the regions these people have been in?
How many people have died in our company?
From Section D themselves, you would have been briefed that the team was on a very important mission, which has become even more important since the war had started, to retrieve some artifacts that the Germans are searching for, preferably before the Germans get them.
Okay.
Which the British and the Americans believe will be important to the war effort. As far as specifics beyond that, it's whatever the team themselves told you on the trip, on the train to ride here to Tehran.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very well. So I'm in the dark. yes. Well, I hope I can help in any way possible. Yeah, I myself have been just working in a hospital recently, so. Good to get out in the field.
Where have you been stationed? The hard questions.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I've been stationed at somewhere. Not as specified.
Yes, I've never been there.
I've been in service. I've been. They move me where they need to. I'm
the life of a military man must be
active. Active Navy.
The life of a military man must not be very stable.
Yes, well, military, I would agree, but I'm Navy.
I see.
Yes, they're different. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Norway, but...
Well, we do have a navy, but it's not very big. There's a few boats on the fjords.
But,
Yes, well, let's...
Retire? We have an early start in the morning. The truck will be here to pick us up promptly at sunrise.
Sunrise? Well, I guess all that those prayers will wake us up as well. Well, let us retire for the evening then.
And I think that's a good place to leave it for now.
Excellent. All right. Off in another strange land, not knowing what the heck we're doing. Perfect.
We will follow the clues and end up somewhere.
But at least you'll have plenty of food.
Exactly.
Perhaps we can go into the food merchant business. Sell all this extra food.
At only an 80% loss, I'm sure. Once you find some tourists to sell it to.
Hey, Max, by the way, on the way there, while we were traveling on the train, we're able to get some information from the doctor on the things that were marked out by Section D on the briefing.
Okay. Like, we did spend some time telling you.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys. Jim. That was fun.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Good night, everybody.
Alright, bye. See you guys later.
Take care, y'all. Bye.